Colossians chapter 1 from verses 1 to 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from our God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have for all saints, because of the hope you laid up for you, in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing. So among yourselves, from the day you heard and understood the grace of God and truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, he's a faithful minister of Christ in our behalf, has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Amen.
Many thanks, Robin. So let's pick up this note of football, the note of action. Because as we do that, there's one or two things that might help us. Because we're looking at today at the great transfer. Now, if you're into football, you'll know that there's a transfer window, a transfer period when people can be changed from one team to another. And that perhaps helps to illustrate the verse where Paul says, he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. So we think of the fee that was paid when there's a transfer, there's a new manager, a new direction, a new team. Let's think of it. The fee paid. Some footballers cost an awful lot to transfer. 190 million. That's an awful lot of money. Somebody valued at that. But then think of the value Jesus has placed on us. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Jesus died on the cross for us. That's the value that the eternal God of the universe has placed on each one of us. We are valuable to God. And that lifts us above circumstances. It lifts us above our financial circumstances, our health circumstances, our image. We're valuable to God. And that's enormously important for somebody who's hurting, who's someone who feels isolated, who's someone who feels misunderstood. Each one of us is valuable to God. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. Wow. When we dig into the Bible, there's so much in it. The fee is paid. And then the various new things that follow from that. The manager, the direction, the team, the communication. You see, a transfer leads to being in a new team. And we see in verse 5 that we've heard of this in the word of truth, the gospel that has come, and it involves training. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. And that is in verse 11. And what is the result of that? To lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, verse 10. So let's look at these. The features of the new team. We see that earlier on in the chapter, in verses 4 and 5, the features of the new team. Now, the Ross County colours are, the Staggies are blue, white and red. The team colours of Christians are faith, hope and love. So when people think of church, do they think of negativity, narrow-mindedness, lots of changes happening? Or do they think of, wow, in our world we need faith, we need hope, we need love, and these Christians embody it? There's something about that team that attracts me. The basis of it, you have heard the word of truth, verse 5. There is a given message. It all depends on the initiative of God, who's made himself known to us. You have heard and understood the grace of God in all its truth. So this is not something that we've thought up. It's not something that we've manufactured. It's not something that depends on our feelings. Sometimes we don't feel much like praying, but he speaks the words of love just the same. This is the note of truth. And that's what we think of here. We look at the table. Something happened. There is a given message. It's not something that happens to suit us. It's sometimes very uncomfortable to listen to the message that we've all messed up. But there's a truth, a gospel truth to share. A God to listen to. You see, if you're in a team, you have to listen to the team manager. And if we're Christians, we open the Bible, not just to read a wee bit, but to say, right, God, speak to us through your word. Speak to us so that it may make all the difference to my life and to the way that I live. And you see, footballers are involved in training, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Christians are not spectators. We're all players. If we're a Christian, God is at work in us and through us. And that's exciting. And it's not something that we do in our strength, but we do something in his strength. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. We're players. We're part of God's team. And therefore he wants to train us and equip us and enable us to interface with society that is looking for some of the things. Who can you trust these days? God is trustworthy. How is there so much selfishness? We need love to transform. Where is it all going to end? We need hope. You see, that's where society is at. And we are to be equipped as players in God's team to interface with them, to help to introduce them to the direct relevance and the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Training. Training, yes. A church service is to equip and to train and prepare. And we're to grow in our faith. You know, one of the sad things is that sometimes people stop growing in their faith and are trying to cope with the big problems of the 21st century with an understanding of the Christian faith that they had in Sunday school a way back. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with having a Sunday school level faith. Jesus loves me. It's so simple that a 4-year-old can understand it. But as I mentioned, my old professor in Edinburgh said, it's so simple a 4-year-old can understand it, but the implications of Jesus loves me, it challenges society, it challenges the International Monetary Fund, it challenges every aspect of living. And are we growing in our faith so that we can cope with some of the issues of adult life, some of the issues of increasing years, in the confidence of this love of God? Are we growing in our faith? and then the note. As oft as you do this, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. As if we look back to the evidence, but we look forward. We're looking forward to meeting the risen Jesus Christ. And Christians are part of God's winning team. Do we realize that? That's why traditionally we speak about celebrating the Lord's Supper. Because it's worth celebrating. Jesus is worth celebrating. And the Christian faith, the Christian worship, is a celebration of something that's happened. Christians are part of God's winning team. That's my grandson with the Scottish Cup. He was playing in the nursery when the Inverness Cali Thistle came, and just before the cup final, which Inverness won, was shown on television, just as the introduction, there was a picture of Callum, age 4, scoring a goal in nursery. And he didn't distinguish between what he did at nursery and the real game. And he had a broad grin, so much so that the captain took the cup on the Monday morning to the nursery to get a photograph of Callum holding the cup. Broad grin. I wonder to what extent we feel that we are part of God's winning team. We feel that we've got that grin. We feel that we have this God at work in our lives. So the question therefore really is, have we been transferred? Have we accepted the transfer fee that's been paid in our lives to remove us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son? And if we have accepted, and if we are transferred, are we listening to what God is saying to us so that we might grow in our faith, so that we may keep on training, so that people might see the difference that God can make in and through our lives? That's exciting. And that lifts us above plodding through a vacancy, wondering who the new minister is going to be, and all the bits of church machinery that Jan will be talking about after the cuppy. It lifts us into God's purpose for our lives, for time and for eternity. And that's what we come to celebrate today. The question is, have we heard the call of the kingdom? And as we sing, we have heard the call. Is that true for us? If it is, that's great. Let's celebrate saying it. And if we have transferred into the kingdom of his Son many years ago, let us rejoice, let us give thanks. Let us keep on being equipped. Let us keep on training. Let us keep on celebrating. So we move from that, therefore, on to a hymn that's not terribly well known, but the choir are going to tell us how they're going to go about teaching us. Mm-hmm.